gonna be all right, Jennifer.
Because I'm all right with me, Dougie.
I'm glad you and I'm me and everybody else is you.
You're all right, too.
I am, thanks. Okay, so yesterday's poll, should Todd Akin drop out of the Senate race in Missouri? And I'd be curious to find out what we were getting from our social media input as well. 45% of you who responded to the poll at DougStefan.com said absolutely he's a disgrace to the GOP. 35% of you who responded said no, he's apologized, so he ought to stay in the race. And 20% of you said, who's Todd Akin? So that's probably about right, don't you think?
Well, I think that's a good representation of America.
Right.
And so, who is that, Todd Akin?
Well, I don't. The fact that this is what really troubles me about it, and the reason I want him to get out, is because it's a distraction from what the real issues, in my opinion. This is about opinion and discussion and reverence and respect for various points of view. This, in my opinion, is what's wrong with the Republican Party. And you can say, no, this is what's right with the Republican Party. That's your opinion, and you are welcome to it. God love you for having an opinion, and you can share it at 800-510-8255. But as far as getting to the bottom line, there's never going to be an agreement on this issue in this polarized world we live in. So then what becomes the electable issue? And you see Romney running away, not walking away from this guy, running.
Yeah, he asked him to resign.
Running as fast as he can because he knows this is a torpedo into the side of the boat that he's trying to steer to the White House. It's a torpedo run. This guy is poison to the party. Whether many people who are Republicans agree with him or not has nothing to do with the reality of who wins in terms of the White House in November. Nothing. The issue for the country's health and survival isn't, sadly, built around the discussion of abortion. It's a smokescreen. Whether somebody in the news media tried to bag this guy with a gotcha question and he wasn't smart enough to duck, that may be a discussion topic that has some value, but it doesn't hold the country together. It doesn't pay the bill. It doesn't focus on the future in terms of what the real issues are. And so it may be that all the people, and the Koch brothers are probably the best example of this, the people that have put up all the money for guys like Akin to run on the social agenda may end up eating whatever they've outsmarted themselves, in essence, because this guy got out of control. Maybe it was a misstep. Maybe the news media was trying to get him. Whatever it is, this isn't the country's number one issue, is it?
I don't think so.
Well, it sure as heck isn't with most people who are trying to figure out what to do to get rid of this crazy stuff that we are now and have been around for 4 years or maybe even more. We've had some. That's why we need a third party.
You're right. You need options because obviously
we have two bad options set about by a principle, and good, decent people can disagree on substance. And
I just think we're going to have to rely on our morals for social issues until we can fix the economy.
Yes.
Honestly. Right.
That's a great way of putting it. That's a brilliant way of putting it.
Thanks.
Yeah,
and it's early.
Yeah, it is really.
That's what people keep saying. Well, aren't you worried this, Mitt Romney's going to set women back? I don't have time to worry about that, unfortunately, because we are going to not exist in a few years if we don't right the ship. No. So,
there is not going to be, people say, he's going to take away abortion rights and stuff. No, they can't do that, and they know they can't do it.
And, it would all come down to the Supreme Court, and we can see which way they're leaning right now. They're being more I mean, I think the Supreme Court is probably being as liberal as it has been in the last...
Well, the last ruling caught everybody by surprise, that's for sure. 800-510-8255. Becky's in Alexandria, Louisiana, wants to be heard as a representative caller. So, Becky, please go ahead. You're on. Good day. Hi.
Good morning, Doug. I'm a Tea Party member, have been forever. I am furious with this arrogant so-and-so who thinks that he is the only moral person on this earth who can lead us in Congress. I find it appalling that he should be this arrogant. Does he not know that morality is a general purpose statement, and there can be no morality if one man thinks he is the definition of it?
That's a very interesting and astute way of looking at this, Becky. Thanks for your call. 800-510-8255. It is about arrogance. It's all about him. It has nothing to do with the general and greater good, which, whether he likes it or not, if he's really serving the greater good of the people who want to see a sea change in leadership in Washington, you don't elect the guy who's there. You bring in somebody else. And unfortunately, because we have bad choices, Romney is the only choice for something that is akin, if you'll pardon, not Aiken, but akin.
Kind of Aiken.
Right. The future for everybody, the whole fiscal conversation. It's really amazing. People are as easily distracted as they are. Anyway, I don't want to get hung up on this because most of the time we start conversations before anybody else does, and then we get out of them and move on. And the idea of this hour is to discuss the top topics of the day, things that you may not have heard about or don't have completion on. I'm not sure there's anything new. I think we quickly exhausted the options when it comes to this discussion on both sides. I don't think there's anything else that you're going to learn by talking about it that's going to broaden your understanding. I don't know, Jennifer, am I missing something, or what do you think?
No, I think we're pretty much tapped out.
Yeah. Bill's in Joliet listening to WJOL. Bill, you're on. Good day. Hi.
Hi. You've tapped out Aiken, so I'll move on. DirecTV a couple nights ago had on the current channel this thing about slamming Mitt Romney's religion terribly. I mean, it was that they declared it a cult.
Who's they?
Current TV, which was backed by...
Well, but what do you expect? That's the Al Gore's bunch, and they're all going to say stuff like that to stir the pot. Would you be a Mormon? I don't know whether if you believe in it. Great. I wouldn't be a Mormon, and Jennifer, I'm thinking, wouldn't be a Mormon. But that argument is pretty much the same as Jack Kennedy being a Catholic in 1960, and he was going to, the Pope was going to run the country.
Yeah, Mitt's done a good job of separating himself away from religion, I think.
He was the governor of Massachusetts. The issue came up then. It was quickly dispatched. It was no influence whatsoever. Romney was never excited about him being governor of Massachusetts, but he was okay because he had to deal with the Democrats, had to sort of modify some of his earlier stated feelings about things, and did. When it came to fiscal stuff, he was right on, and that's my issue. What's your issue, Bill?
Well, my issue with the whole thing is...
No, I want to know what your issue... How are you going to decide who to vote for on November 6th? What's your issue?
Performance.
Performance on the job, okay?
On the job.
All right.
And of Illinois, Obama did nothing for Illinois whatsoever while he was in Illinois, and now he's done nothing but try to destroy the country.
So how does he get the votes and the support that he does? How's a guy like that, who, as you've suggested, hasn't really had a career in anything other than government service, and that's fine, and being an advocate, that's great, working in the public sector, yep, that's a calling, but what does it teach you about all of the intricacies of running the country? That's, you know, kind of the question that was raised back 4 years ago, and it was ignored by people who were so upset with George Bush and the horrible job he'd done. Even anybody but a Republican. And so, bingo, Obama wins by the skin of his teeth. That's an expression. The hair in his chinny chin.
Well, there was also the excitement of a historic vote, too, that people wanted to be a part of.
A lot of people felt, exactly, a lot of blacks felt that this was great and he was the Messiah, and so we're going to vote for him because he's black. You know, that's not a, I guess, for me, that isn't a great reason to vote for. I'd voted for him. If I wouldn't care, if we had Barack Obama versus Herman Cain at the moment, I'd vote for Herman Cain, even though I think a lot of what he said was as crazy as what Aiken said. But it's down to the bottom line of how you right the ship of state in terms of our fiscal health and responsibility and government, the philosophy of government that is espoused by these people who are there now who want to be into everything. You can't do anything. You can't move in this country anymore. There's a regulation to keep you from doing just about anything you would like to do that has no impact on others, no real impact on the environment, no impact on society. It's just government for the sake of government. And this guy stinks to high heaven when it comes to that stuff. He's just, it's all about control and management and who knows what these people have in their minds, but it's not about freedom. It's not. This country is no longer free. You're not free to do anything. And you can say, we're not even free to come and go as we want. In reality, freedom, you pay a price for freedom. Yeah, you pay a price for freedom by giving it up. I'm off on a soapbox, Jennifer.
I know.
Bill, you gave me a shot there.
You gave him a boost. You
gave me an opportunity, so I took it. All right, thanks for the call. 800-510-8255. Jennifer has some important news about very interesting people that are it's interesting. I think there is some really good controversy around. I'm going to shake up things in the next half hour. I'm going to make a statement. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to make a statement that people will say, huh? Did he just say that?
I say that all the time.
19 past the hour on Good Day.
My name is Jennifer. I'm 44, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
My name is Kim. I'm 47, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
I'm Jane. I'm 52, and I lost a ton of weight with the Amberin program. Even my belly fat is gone, and it was so easy.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Amberin program. That's because Amberin focuses on hormonal balance. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40, especially during menopause, is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But the Amberin program balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-939-8955. That's 1-800-939-8955. 1-800-939-8955.
800-510-8255. The video of Tony Scott's suicide has been shopped around. Man, there's something else that's about as disgusting as anything you can think of, Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
Just why? Well, I mean, because people want to see that sort of stuff. Apparently, there have been people grabbed their phones when they saw him. They don't know who it was, but they grabbed their cell phones and shot it
just
as it went down.
Shooting away. Yep. So gross.
21 after on Good Day.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure.
denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Guys, you're just 60 seconds away from learning how to have the best night of your life, because we're announcing a limited-time risk-free trial for TestoCharge, the natural male enhancement formula clinically shown to work. TestoCharge improves your romantic life two ways. First, it rapidly increases your drive and desire, so when she's ready, you're ready. Second, it boosts your performance, helping to make it the best experience for both of you. TestoCharge is absolutely guaranteed to provide full-strength support for a healthy, unforgettable romantic life. If you want big confidence, get your risk-free trial of TestoCharge while supplies last. Hurry. Due to high demand, this offer will only be available for a limited time. Just call 1-800-763-8115. That's 1-800-763-8115. To experience, you must call now. Just call 1-800-763-8115. That's 1-800-763-8115.
I bought a pair of light green linen pants.
Light green? You're wearing light green pants?
Linen light
pants?
Green.
What are you like, playing golf or
linen
something?
Pants?
What's the shirt?
The shirt has light rose and.
Rose?
No,
light rose?
You're wearing
rose
pants with a rose shirt.
God. What is it, the Easter parade or something?
Green pants with a pink shirt. Can you imagine?
Hey, looks great on you, though.
Hey, what about this car for me?
You got a bowl of soup with that?
Hey.
Who dressed you? And why do they hate you so much?
Having fun with the Stephens Good Day.
Welcome to the Tonight Show, or as we call it, Survivor Comcast. That's what we call it. NBC now stands for nothing but cutbacks, as you may have heard here. Man, we've had terrible budget. Let me give you an idea how bad the budget cuts have been. Tonight's monologue was written entirely by illegals. That's how bad.
That's really bad.
Oh, gosh. You know, it's not just us. They're cutting budgets all across NBC. Like this morning on the Today Show, Kathy Lee and Hoda were drinking Keystone Light. Okay, that's so bad.
It was a big day for us here today. You may have heard about this or maybe not. ABC, our network, announced today that, and I hope this wasn't a prank because it would be a very cruel thing to do. Starting in January, right around our 10-year anniversary, our show is moving from midnight to 11:35. And I know... moving from midnight to 11:35 might not sound like a big deal. It's only 25 minutes, but it's probably the most important 25 minutes of my life since the first 14 times I had sex.
You guys, some major TV news. There is talk that Nicki Minaj will join Mariah Carey on the new season of American Idol. Or as Randy Jackson put it, yeah, not the Minaj I was hoping for.
Yeah.
A France.
Jay Leno is the funniest.
Pretty funny.
For those of you who maybe didn't follow the discussion yesterday and over the weekend to a point, was the cutback at the Tonight Show included Jay getting a pay cut. His pay cut came voluntarily to save the jobs of about 20 staffers. 20 were let go, and there were another 20 that were going to get the axe. And he said, no, you can't do this. It'll ruin the program, yada yada. You can pay them out of my salary. That's basically what they did.
It's pretty
or,
cool.
It's the same stuff as you see all across every branch of our country, every business. I mean, it is what it is. It's just wholesale cutting because the bottom line is the stockholder. It isn't the quality of the product. It's whether the stockholder makes any money. And we've gone from free enterprise, which is what the country was built on, to unbridled capitalism, and the free enterprise is what things are built on, and unbridled capitalism is what takes them apart. And I'm just, you know, I'm
if there's anything about what goes on in our country that is disturbing, I think that's one of them. And it sort of plays into what the other problems are that we have, I think, Jennifer, in no small way. All right, before we lose or work ourselves away from the ache and the Republicans and all of the stuff that bothers people, Linda in Evansville, Indiana, is with me. I'm thinking the same thing you are, Linda. Go ahead.
Yes, I was just wanting people to know that there is a third choice. Gary Johnson is on the ballot in all 50 states. He's a constitutionalist.
He won't win, but maybe it's an expression of concern. And this guy, whether he knows it or not, takes people away. Aiken's move, like it or not, takes people away from thinking, all right, we better... the focus which Romney is trying to get back front and center is to discuss what the real problem in the country is, jobs and the economy. The other stuff is nonsense. And I will tell you something. Romney, no matter what they are saying to get votes, isn't where Ryan is at all when it comes to this debate. But it's all masked. You're right. So you got this guy, Johnson, who's actually a pretty decent guy. Maybe I'll vote for him with you, Linda. Thanks for the call.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Listen up, adventure travelers. Maybe you've participated in an occasional race or obstacle course, but you probably haven't done anything like these events. Ever heard of a zombie race? It gives new meaning to the phrase, run for your life. It's a 5K obstacle course that's totally infested with zombies. What's really creative is that there's a start and a finish line. There are multiple ways to go, depending on what's chasing you. These races take place all over the country in summer and fall. Then there's the Tough Mudder, which is, well, seriously tough. We're talking obstacles that were designed by British Special Forces. These races take place all over the world, and yes, there's a lot of mud involved. There are marathons, and then there's the stuff for the rest of us. Check out the Marathon du Médoc. That's still the traditional 26.2 miles, but you get to taste wine along the way. Now here's my question. Whoever finishes that race? For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Here at Hotels.com, we only do hotels. If you want a romantic suite, a view of the sea, or even a room made of ice, ask us. We'll find it.
Well, can you do anything else? Like yodel?
Yodel.
That was different.
Like I said, we know what we're doing when it comes to hotels. In fact, we have over 150,000 hotels worldwide.
Hotels.com. Finding you the perfect place is all we do.
Hey, dog, where's your owner?
Watching Netflix.
Yeah?
He can instantly watch as many TV episodes and movies as he wants online.
Well, I know what you did on my lawn, and it's not funny.
It is to kids.
Well, what are their parents supposed to laugh at?
The sophisticated jokes. You know, like, that dog chasing his tail reminds me of politicians.
Instantly watch as many TV episodes and movies as your family wants on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
What's the difference in all these online emergency food stores? The difference is Deseret. DeseretFoodStores.com has the best price on a one-year supply of restaurant-style gourmet food starting at just $695 for 875 servings. For the highest quality food with a 30-year shelf life, experience the Deseret difference at DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, or call 801-444-1444. DeseretFoodStore.com. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
After the hour in the Good Day program, this hour is devoted to the top topics. Some of them are pleasant and fun. Some of them are more serious. I think that the discussion about Mr. Akin, there's not many more places to go with it. The interesting thing, excuse me, on this whole thing, maybe the bottom line is what happens in the election. And if the election were today, it would be hard at the beginning of the day to predict who would be the winner at the end of the day. And that's according to a poll, Jennifer, that's out, that was done by the Associated Press. The campaign remains neck and neck.
Mm-hmm.
47% of registered voters say they plan to vote for Obama. 47% said they plan to vote for Romney. So
that's pretty close.
Yeah. And so you got six points on either side. I don't get, I think, part of the issue here is dealing with the sort of things on the side, and you got to think that Romney brought Ryan in because he's young, he's attractive, he represents a point of view that brings people in, but those people are going to vote for him anyway.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing that one wonders. Why wasn't there somebody brought in? All of the people
who would
that
grab
were brought in
side.
By Ryan, the Ryan pick, were going to vote for Romney no matter what. Maybe a few of them would vote for the Libertarian, but for the most part, they're going to vote for Romney. So why not bring somebody in who brings you a state? Wisconsin would go for Romney. I don't get the choice myself, and I didn't say this out loud, but now it's time to. I think Ryan is a decent guy. I like very impressed with his thinking when it comes to the fiscal issues, Medicare, Social Security, that sort of thing, and the presentation that he's made, common sense attached to it. It's just all the other baggage that goes with all these social issues that don't help to bring around. There's never going to be a consensus. Never, never, never. So you can paw away at all of these the social values and issues. And I'll be damned if I want somebody to misrepresent what my point of view is. I'm very clear about where I stand when it comes to abortion and all that stuff. But it's a personal discussion. It is not up to you to suggest to me or the person that's in my life what they ought to do. It's none of your damn business. And so it is what I feel about it and what I would do in my own personal circumstance. I made very clear. So that's the discussion. You can, good, decent, honorable people can have disagreements without going crazy. the way some people do on some of these social issues. And you got to wonder why it is that people get this crazy about this stuff. I understand passion and wanting to be helpful in the business of saving a life is very important to me. I think the discussion of birth control needs to be a part of all of those discussions. But having said that, the future of the country doesn't rest on those issues. The future of your ability to work for a company that is a healthy American company, or to start a business of your own that maybe someday, with luck, will be another healthy American company.
Well, you know, the government has, I think, in my opinion, distracted us with these issues so
yeah.
that we don't see the terrible job that they're doing in mismanaging our business,
pretty
our
much
country.
Everything.
Yeah, everything.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so here's the controversial statement. Maybe not so controversial, but I thought it through. Maybe not, maybe. All right, I'm going to lay it on you.
Oh, I thought the controversial statement was that you didn't like Paul Ryan as a choice for Romney. Okay.
Right. No, I.
Okay.
But I don't. Well,
okay.
That
so that's controversial statement number one. That's like our appetizer, I think.
All right, okay.
Okay, now I'm ready for the main dish.
I am interested that on this date in 1972, the Republican Party nominated Richard Nixon to be president and Spiro Agnew to be vice president. Convention was held in Miami. I remember it well, thinking Richard Nixon, and I voted for Richard Nixon then. Certainly we'd all had plenty of... This was the second time around for him anyway. And he'd done what I consider to be, frankly, quite a good job. You don't vote for the president because they're good people. I mean, we do now. Nixon never could win now because he don't look good on television. And that's why he lost in 1960, frankly. But the other people that were running didn't look good either. So Nixon, in my opinion, is perhaps the, in some measures, certainly maybe the second or third best president. Many, depending on how you measure it, Nixon may have been the best president of my, in my lifetime.
Okay.
Depending on how you measure.
Better than Reagan.
Right. Reagan I like because he made us feel good. Reagan did stuff that was, you didn't pay attention to what was going on. I mean, you had Rumsfeld and Cheney behind the scenes stirring the pot and screwing things up. But Reagan set a tone that was neat and warm. The same as Clinton. Reagan and Clinton are two peas in a pod when it comes to their likability and why they got reelected. Because they were so likable and the country felt good about the country. The country doesn't feel good about the country now. Country hasn't felt good about the country since September 11th. Anyway, the statement about Nixon being one of the best presidents, I've made it before, regardless of the scurrilous ending of his career and Watergate and how illegal and unethical and immoral. These guys, by definition, are unethical and immoral because that's what it takes to get to that job. Shameful as it seems, that's how you get to be the president of the United States, or frankly, the president of most businesses, the CEO of most businesses. They do it at the expense of many other people. That's how you get to the top. You are often immoral. I mean, Wall Street, that movie, was pretty interesting. And how many people do you know who were on the inside, who thought, yep, that's really the way it works? And it sort of brings me around to something else that a caller just made me think about. I didn't get this guy in the air. But I was thinking about there's an email that's floating around the Internet that maybe some of you have seen about the realities in the corporate world. What happens when a company falls on difficult times, things that happen, reducing staff, reducing workers, and the urging to those who remain, that you got to find ways to do your job better, or maybe your job will be eliminated as well. So as Wall Street and the business news media usually congratulate CEOs for making those tough decisions, the board of directors give management big bonuses. So what do we learn when it comes to government? Government is the biggest business in the country. Why are they not in the same, why wouldn't they have the same philosophy? Why doesn't it make sense to reduce the House of Representatives from the current 435 to 218? In other words, every congressman represents twice as many people. Reduce the Senate from 100 to 50 so there is one senator per state. Reduce their staff by 25%. Accomplish it over the next 8 years. It comes in a two-step process, two elections. Require redistricting. Here are the monetary gains. This is what shakes me up about this information. Listen to this.
Okay.
By doing what I've just suggested, $44,108,400 would be eliminated for base pay for Congress. Base pay is $165,200 a year. In addition, $437,100,000 would be saved by the elimination of the staff being cut by 25%. You know and I know that there is a member, well, you don't remember Joel Heffley, who was a congressman from Colorado, used to be on this program all the time. They set aside $1 million a year for staff for each congressperson. And Heffley was the only member of Congress, the only one at the time, who turned back money because he didn't hire as many staff as everybody else did because he didn't need them. And most studies show that they are political payoffs, patronage for working on campaigns, that kind of stuff, and that the staffs are too big. They're trying to do too much. So 1.3 million in staff being cut in each of the House districts, 3 million in staff per each member of the Senate every year, nets $108,350,000. Another $7 billion in pork barrel earmarks every year, because that's how it averages out per member of Congress in the Senate. Current estimates for total government pork are $15 billion a year. That's just earmarks. The remaining representatives need to work smarter, improve efficiencies. It might be in their best interest to work together. We may expect that similar situations, the smaller committees, for example. Most of these committees have too many people on them. They don't resolve anything. They all have to yammer away during the hearings and stuff. And what comes of it? How much news do you really get? Decisions come out of these committee meetings. Be easier to keep track of what your representative is actually doing. Congress has more tools available to do their jobs than it had back in 1911 when the current number of representatives was established. All of the technology, computers, and all those things. Congress does not hesitate to go home for extended weekends, holidays, recesses, when what the nation needs is a real fix for the economic problems. We had three senators who were not doing their jobs for the past 18 months, who've been out on the campaign trail, and still they have accepted full pay. Minnesota survived very well with only one senator for the first half of this year, and that alone may support a reduction in the number of people for these jobs. So if you summarize all of the information that I've just laid into your head, $44,108,400 saved in the reduction of members of Congress, $282,100,000 elimination of reduced House member staff, $150 million for the elimination of Senate member staffs, $70,850,000 for 25% reduction of staff in the House, $37,500,000 for 25% reduction of staff in the Senate, $7,500,000,000 reduction in pork added to bills. You got $8,084,558 in savings a year. That's $8 billion just to start. Corporate America does this stuff all the time. It's called downsizing. If Congress were required to serve...
Look at Jay Leno.
Yeah, right, exactly. In order to collect retirement benefits, people have to work for 30 years. If you serve one term in the House, you get full retirement benefits. You knew that, right? 2 years.
I have no idea. Wow.
Get full retirement. 2 years in Congress, you get full.
Not a bad gig.
Retirement. If you are happy about the way Washington spends your tax dollars, it seems to me that this information is something you ought to maybe think about. Just the things that have it just is something along with my idea or suggestion that we have one single term for everybody in all these jobs. 6 years in the House, no more. You can't run again. 6 years in the Senate, can't run again. 6 years as president, can't run again. Done. And you know, somebody came up with the suggestion that it'd be two instead of one. 2 6-year Senate terms, 2 6-year House terms. Anyway, no tenure, no pension, salary in office, no pay when you're out of office. Congress participates in Social Security. Those ideas have been hatched and played out, and Congress pays no attention because they don't have to. They get automatic pay raises, 3% every year, and we know about the health care system that they have. It isn't like anything that we can get on our own. And there are many laws that Congress doesn't abide by because they've passed exceptions for themselves. How many people even know that? Did you know that? Many laws that are passed, there are stipulations in them, and there are a broad spectrum of them that they don't have to. They don't have to obey. So, anyway, fixing government is part of the way to fix our country, and I'm going to lay that on you as we look at 12 before the hour on Good Day.
I'm BehindTheBuy.com senior editor David Gregg with more practical and affordable back-to-school product suggestions. With over 7,300 stores in the U.S., CVS Pharmacy offers big savings and the convenience of one-stop shopping for all of your school supplies and personal care needs. From now through September 22nd, extra care card holders will receive bonus rewards for every $10 spent on their exclusive Caliber line of school supplies. Sony just launched their first 4G LTE smartphone priced under $100. Available through AT&T, the Sony Xperia Ion features a large 4.6-inch display and delivers near-instant access to an HD camcorder and 12-megapixel camera, so you'll never miss a great photo op. The Keurig Mini Plus brewing system is a perfect dorm room fit for under $100. Available in a variety of colors, it has a fast 2-minute brew time and features the new specially formulated brew-over-ice K-cup packs delivering perfectly blended iced coffee, teas, and fruit drinks. Acoustic Research's portable wireless speaker with Skinit allows students customization with their favorite pro and college team logos and thousands of other designs. It connects to wireless devices via Bluetooth or MP3 players with a 3.5-millimeter jack and is priced under $130. Finally, make a style statement with Energizer's new dorm room safe flameless candles. The classic wax version comes in a variety of sizes, scents, and colors. They also flicker just like the real thing. And the contemporary Edge collection features one-touch operation. Prices start at just under $5. For BehindTheBuy.com, I'm David Gregg.
Hi, Jennifer. What do we have from our social media, the Twitter and Facebook accounts this morning?
Well, definitely chime in. We have a bunch of stuff cooking over at Facebook.com/Good Day Show. But I thought it would be fun to see what's trending as we start our day.
Mm-hmm.
And trending number one on Yahoo this morning is the iPhone 5. They are going to make the announcement that it exists on September 12th. That is Apple. And then 9 days later, the phone will be released on September 21st. So if you want the new iPhone, get in line. Mm-hmm. Kirk Cameron is trending at number two for his comments that he made supporting our buddy Aiken. Number three is Dick Van Dyke. That's because he'll be honored with the SAG Lifetime Achievement Awards when those take place in January. Number four, Michael J. Fox for his new sitcom. That'll be going to NBC. And then number five is Justin Gatlin. He is a sprinter, and he had to end his season due to illness.
Really?
So, yeah, that's all up Yahoo.com, our trending stories of the day.
Facebook and Twitter abuzz with a new Diet Coke with bacon.
Mmm, delicious.
Yeah. Yucca.
Hope Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. And independent studies show that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Now 53 after the hour, the time in this hour when we spend as much time as we can squeeze into the discussion of technology. The cat's out of the bag. You may not have heard Jennifer a moment ago talking about the new iPhone available next month. The announcement made on the, what did you say, the 12th, and then it becomes available the 21st.
The 21st, yep.
Right. So those are the details that have been released. A lot of rumors and info at DougStefan.com. Shelley Palmer is the person who brings us updates on a lot of things going on in the world of technology. Think you'd be safer if your car could tell you that you're about to get into an accident? Wow, that's an interesting bit of technology. Let's find out if there's anything that actually makes this work in just a moment here on Good Day.
Here's an email Walmart got the other day.
Dear Walmart, I was introduced to Projects Made Simple. I was blown away. They come with simple steps and tools you need. My favorite project is painting, but I hadn't considered painting our front door. The video helped me gather everything I would need. Walmart offers a great selection of paints, a mecca for everything DIY. Regards, Amanda Powell, Orlando.
FYI, DIY means do it yourself. And you can too with everything you need to paint your front door, like Litton 2-in-1 paint and primer and Scotch Blue painter's tape. See for yourself, only at Walmart.
The heart health benefits are enormous. Thankfully, the MegaRed soft gel is not. MegaRed 100% pure omega-3 krill oil from Schiff. Just one small MegaRed per day supports your heart health. And unlike fish oil soft gels, MegaRed soft gels are easy to swallow with no fishy smell or aftertaste. Big heart health benefits. One small soft gel. MegaRed omega-3 krill oil from Schiff.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, if you use Clout, the online service that measures your social media influence, you may have noticed a big change in your score this week. That's because Clout has finally made some much-needed changes to its analytics. Since it became popular, Clout has taken a lot of heat for the way it measures users' influence. Their methods created scores that never seemed to reflect the real influence a person had in the world. For example, when I first started paying attention to my Clout score, my intern score was higher than mine. They wouldn't
shouldn't matter, except some people take clout very seriously. Clout's revamped scoring system does its best to measure not just social media influence, but real-world influence by taking into account things like your job title on LinkedIn and whether or not you have a Wikipedia page. It also pays attention to who you're interacting with on social media, awarding a higher score for interactions with people who have high clout, whatever that means. Visit ShellyPalmer.com to read more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Here at Hotels.com, we only do hotels. If you want a romantic suite, a view of the sea, or even a room made of ice, ask us. We'll find it.
Well, can you do anything else, like yodel?
Yodel.
That was different.
Like I said, we know what we're doing when it comes to hotels. In fact, we have over 150,000 hotels worldwide.
Hotels.com. Finding you the perfect place is all we do.
What do you got for me, Doc?
The victim is male, mid-30s, cause of death, sudden shock.
Yeah, well, he was last seen browsing thousands of TV episodes and movies online with Netflix.
Explains the traces of disbelief in the brain with this astonishment residue.
He was watching them all instantly.
Instantly? That's incredible.
Doctor? Doctor!
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
All right, so we've got this opportunity, the iPhone thing. I'm thinking about people who have these phones, and every year they want to trade them in, and what happens to the other phones.
Not very good for the green movement now, is it?
No, but it's genius on the part of Apple.
Know.
No wonder they're the most valued company in the history. What was it yesterday?
They get you hooked.
$695 billion or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So our Facebook and Twitter accounts and others are filled with rumors about the new Diet Coke that has bacon in it.
I was just looking at this story now.
Combo of technology here. You can find out about it at DougStefan.com. Our poll today, what do you think of the idea of Diet Coke with bacon flavor? Great
would
idea.
Would you drink it?
I love bacon. Yeah, would you drink it? I think that's a question for us to ask, right? I think if
that's
we ask
I'm
that question.
That's what I'm doing right now. We'll ask it on Facebook. Ugh.
Okay.
I'm a Diet Coke fan. I hate to admit it, but Diet Coke with bacon? I don't know. Don't think so.
eBay will begin a new ban at the end of this month. Starting August 30th, you won't be able to buy and sell potions, magic spells, or hexes. We were talking
Darn
about this
it.
Yesterday. And a lot of people had pretty interesting responses to that. Those spam text messages you get on your phone are not just annoying, they are potentially dangerous. That story at DougStefan.com as well. All kinds of info on technology on the website. Just check it out. Spend a little time nosing around. You'll actually learn something. What a concept!
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.